This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault. And we are back from Las Vegas, Nevada, and the GoPro event. And we had a blast. And we brought you a guest today that I knew was going to be the perfect fit for what is happening out there in the market. And that is people getting back face-to-face. And there's no bigger expert on the planet than Ben Gay III. He has been with the greats elbow-to-elbow for decades. And we're going to have some fun with him today, aren't we?
We really are. I'm so excited for this conversation. This was one of my favorite guests we've ever had. And so I'm really glad to have you back, Ben. Welcome.
Wow. I'm glad I came just to hear all this.
Yeah. So, Ben, what's been going on? You haven't been with us since right in the middle of, like, January of 22.
Right.
It's been a couple of years since you've been with us. What are you seeing? What have you been doing? And how are people going to really adapt to getting back face-to-face with people?
Well, they're just going to have to, for many people, start over, and for a lot of people, start for the first time. They grew up in the electronic Zoom era and so on, and that's pretty much what they know and or have gotten used to. And as we were discussing recently, from a laziness standpoint, I enjoy Zoom and all the methods of communicating this way. However, nothing beats face-to-face in the room. I tell the people who bring me in to talk to their groups, I'll do more good off stage than I will on stage.
Yeah.
And make sure the janitor knows to let me in, because even if I'm doing an hour or 3 hours instead of all day, I'm going to be there all day, and I'll open the room up with the janitor. He and I go in together, and when it's over, I know it's like being in a bar. I hear the vacuum cleaner running. I've been there all day, shaking hands, meeting people, and so on. And that's what I built my career on. Zig used to say, Zig Ziglar, for you newcomers, Zig used to say Ben Gay would work a traffic accident. So if you give me an opportunity to meet people and greet them and so on and get to be their friends, most of my good friends I met originally in a seminar. You know, the ones my age have retired or gone on or whatever. But my current friends are a younger bunch, and the vast majority of them I met in a seminar. I've given 5,000 paid talks over the years to about 2.5 million people, and that doesn't count probably 10,000 talks I gave for free in prisons and churches and so on. So that's really my life. People say, how do you get up on stage in front of all those people? I said, I'm more comfortable standing in front of 15,000 people in an arena than I am in my own living room with Gigi's family at Thanksgiving talking small talk.
Wow. I feel a little bit that way, but certainly not at that powerful level.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's like talking to an oil painting. I just have no fear. I mean, the bigger the crowd, the better. I have no fear because no one's going to punch you in the face in front of 15,000 people. In any group, there's enough people who will find what you said either interesting or funny and all in a big group to save you. Where in a small group, here's an example. I did a tour through Norway, and I think it was 11 paid speeches, you know, full fee. We were there about 11, 12 days. And towards the end, on the last day, having given the last, and started with 15,000 literally in the first meeting, and then the others were, you know, 2,000, 5,000, or whatever, as we traveled about. But as we're getting ready to come home, Derek Broughton, my old dear friend of many years who owned this company I was working with, said, I hate to do this for you, and I can't pay you for it, but would you mind speaking to a smaller group. And I said, sure, I'll be fine. He said, we can almost do it on the way to the hotel and airport. And I said, happy to do it. Well, it turned out it was the Junior Chamber of Commerce of Copenhagen, I guess it was. No, Oslo. I walked into the room, and there at a horseshoe-shaped table is, I'm guessing, 15, 20 people. And my heart reacted like the first time I ever stood up and spoke 50 years ago. Because there's no cover here. They either like you or they don't like you. Yeah. 15,000, there's got to be a couple hundred people that like you and will save you if you tell a bad story or something.
Yeah.
But I remember thinking, oh, my God, I haven't had this feeling in years. And it was fear of failure before the Junior Chamber of Commerce in Norway.
Wow. Now, you worked with Earl Nightingale and Jim Rohn and obviously Zig, all these legends. Is their message much different now than it was back then? It's the same thing. Relate to people.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit, because everybody thinks they're going to have people join with a click and become a billionaire. And it takes far more than that. You've got to develop a relationship and make something happen, right?
Absolutely. And the question I get asked frequently, I guess it's a compliment or maybe an insult. How much has selling changed since you've been in it? You know, since you were in the Stone Age, how different is it now? And I said, it hasn't changed at all. It hasn't changed in 2,000 years with the silk trade peddlers and the Yankee peddler in New England on horseback 200 or 300 years ago. It's the same. Here's what people want to know. What's in it for me?
Yeah. That's exactly it.
And I coined a phrase years ago, people like to do business or buy from people they know, like, trust, and with whom they feel safe. If you can accomplish all that, you're off and running. As you know, my standard criteria, I have an 86% closing rate, and people say, how do you do that? A lot of people don't believe it, but I've kept track of it on big ticket sales, not selling a book, but selling seminars and speeches and so on, 86% closing rate. And I said, well, I cheat. I said, oh, well, what's that? You know, like he's going to reveal something terrible. I only sell quality products that are competitively priced, and I spend my time talking to people who are qualified to buy it. And then I've tried hard to become a person of class, quality, and substance, or at least to appear that I have class, quality, and substance. Well, if you're sitting in front of the right person and you've met that criteria, selling is nothing. It's just the logical conclusion to a conversation. And I have, although I've written 35 books on selling and closing, personal development, written, co-written, published. Yeah, there's one of them. That's the best-selling of all time. Closers Part 1. Closers Part 2, by the way, is a better book. 3 is excellent. Hold up some more. They're good, too.
It's like the Rocky movies.
Yeah.
The first one's okay. The second and third are much better.
4 has been under development for quite some time, but the Closers Part 5 is out.
I got to tell you a story. Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Give me the bad news first.
All right. The bad news is you have exposed my father as a blatant plagiarist. The good news is thought I learned from him this thing called the BLTs. So we talk about this thing called the BLTs, and the BLTs stand for belong, loved, trust, and safe. And I always knew there was this kind of tie-in to know, like, and trust. But I thought, man, he was so smart with that safe thing. He is a genius. And little did I know all along he stole it from you.
How do you know he didn't steal it from me?
Exactly right. And how do you know we didn't all steal it from somebody else?
You accumulate
stuff. But yeah, I've been blessed to work with some of the most wonderful people on earth. Earl Nightingale was not only a mentor of mine, he was sort of my starting point. The day I was recruited into Holiday Magic, I was given this record Earl Nightingale, The Stranger's Secret, 33 and a third, record by Bill Dempsey, my sponsor in Holiday Magic Cosmetics. And he also gave me a copy of Think and Grow Rich. That's buried in the bookcase here, but I've got an original signed one by Dr. Hill. Bill Dempsey gave me that record and Think and Grow Rich. He said, you're young and inexperienced. I was 23. And, he said, read these, they'll help. Fast forward a few years, couple years, I'm president of Holiday Magic Cosmetics. I'm sitting in a big house in Marin County, California, overlooking San Francisco Bay, and I had two house guests that weekend, Earl Nightingale and Dr. Hill. Hill worked for me as a mentor, and Earl became my mentor while we were buying products from him. We were the largest customer of Nightingale Kona, and he was then the voice of all of our companies. We had five major companies plus two seminar companies, all of them each in 20 different countries. And Earl, wherever it could be done in English, was the voice of the company. So we talked about the book and the record being given to me, and one of them, I'm not going to make up a story and remember who it was, but either Earl or Dr. Hill said, well, did they help? And so I looked around. We're sitting on top of a mountain surrounded by 156 acres of pasture land in a big house overlooking San Francisco Bay. And I said, well, I guess so. You both work for me.
that's a great line.
So that's sort of proof positive that their stuff worked. And I also had the good fortune to be born into a nice family, so my comfort zone was set high to start with. I didn't get any money out of the deal, but I wasn't shocked when I saw my first money. I'd been around it. I was raised at East Lake Country Club in Atlanta, so it was not unusual for me to see successful people. I'd just never been one of them.
That is so remarkable. And Ron Henley, who I know you know, is a true historian in the space. And he always, anytime we interview him, he always brings some incredible network marketing memorabilia. But I'm pretty sure, Ben, that is the first personal development vinyl record I have ever seen. And that is the most incredible thing ever. So, Ron, I hope you've got one of those in your library. If not, you better go and sneak into Ben's house at night and swipe his, because that is pretty special.
Yeah, just amazing stuff. And, you know, I'm almost emotional here because your message and the message of those guys have lived through the ages. You know, you take a look at Napoleon Hill, and you can go all the way back to Wallace Wattles. I mean, if you tell me you went to high school with him, I'm going to be calling.
No, but I have one of my five major reading stacks is in my personal little cubbyhole bathroom that Gigi lets me use. And this morning I was reading Wattles.
Wow. All right, we have to take a break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. We are with Ben Gay III, unbelievable guy. Adrian loves him. We'll be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, sponsored by NowSight Contact Mapping, Adrian Chenault and his conglomerate, which you just did a partnership with Eric Worre, a giant one, huh?
We had a pretty good weekend. We just got the opportunity to be at Eric Worre's GoPro, over 50,000 people tuning in, and we got to announce that NowSight is now partnered with Network Marketing Pro to build just an absolutely huge impact in the network marketing world by giving network marketers the best tool ever created to help them to grow their business using AI. It's something really incredible. So,
and relationships are
where was he and it in 1965?
No kidding, huh?
Yeah, I should be the benevolent dictator of Earth by now.
Amen to that. And having a guy like Eric, having an old guy like Henley, and having all these whippersnappers taking on all the teaching that you and all those pioneers gave us, it's just such a beautiful thing. And to see everybody, and somebody said something at the event that was beautiful. Have your one-on-one meetings, have your home meetings, have your weekly meetings, have your monthly trainings, have your regional trainings, have your conventions, and then have them for sure, and then expose them on social media. Not everything on social media. Have them and blow them out so people see to do that. And I think that was pretty profound, because that's what we need to do. We cannot rely on Zoom and think it's going to be the end all, because I was at Eric Steele and there were 400 people in the room that paid a ton of dough for the tickets. But I'm telling you what, I was lonely not seeing even the hall rats, you know, the guys that never go in the door because they know everything, but they're out there in the back and just trying to steal people as you went to the bathroom. But
at lunch they eat Snickers bars.
Yeah, but I even missed those guys, and I thought, you know, we got to figure out a way to get everybody back in the band again. And your philosophies do that. So all of you, what's the name of his website?
It's bfg3.com. So BFG and then the number 3.com. You want to go there?
Yeah, I want you guys to go there. There's a ton of content, and he constantly mentions all his. If you go to About Us, he's written a letter there talking about his dad, and he's written a letter there talking about all the people who he hung with, and you just realize that this guy came in number one. He was somebody to start with, but he was smart enough to hang around with people better than him, and let those people become mentors until they became employees of his, and the rest is history. And you outlived them all. This is unbelievable. So we love you, Ben.
Well, thank you. This is. I feel like I'm attending my own funeral. I hope they speak that well of me when the time comes.
They will.
So, Ben, you said something that really stuck with me in the first segment when you talked about this idea that you do more good from backstage and offstage than you even can do onstage. And where did you just pick that up through experience? Like what does that look like? Because I think that's really profound, and I think a lot of people aspire to be speakers, and they maybe even overlook that that's really where the greatest impact even happens.
Well, I had a lot of experience with it in the beginning because everybody was better than I was and better known and so on. So I spent a lot of time off stage. Not deliberately. That's just the way it was. And then gradually things happen. Like Zig had that. Zig joined Holly Magic, answered the same one ad I did Wednesday, September 15th, 1965 in Atlanta, Georgia at 1447 West Peachtree Street. And answered the ad, called in. I began questioning Bill Dempsey, who turned out to be my sponsor and dear friend, but from a payphone on West Peachtree Street in Atlanta. And I'm going, well, I'm Ben Gay with Brown Gay Food Brokers, neglecting to mention the Gay and Brown Gay Food Brokers was my father, not me. And about 5 or 10 minutes deep into my interview, he said, excuse me, Mr. Gay, I'm not the man standing in a phone booth. You could always tell when somebody was calling you from a phone booth. I'm not the man standing in a phone booth answering one ads. Where are you? And I told him, he said, you're only about 2 blocks from here. You have 10 minutes to be standing in front of my desk or never call here again and slam down the phone.
That's something wow.
A lot of your viewers won't understand slamming down the phone.
Well, those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah. Now so I went skidding in with my buddy Jimmy Rucker. He came around. We were calling on grocery stores that day for my father. He came around, and I flagged him down, jumped in his car like it was Robin and Batman. I said, quick, 1447 West Beach. He said, what are we doing? I said, we're going to get rich. I just knew anybody who would run an ad and then insult people who answered it probably had something going for them. And I didn't know that only two people had answered it, Zig Ziglar and me.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. I went skidding into the lobby and said to the receptionist, hi, I'm Ben Gay. I have an appointment. And she said, oh, we were expecting you. And behind me, I hear this southern voice say, Ben Gay. And I turned around, used to Ben Gay jokes. So I turned around. I was ready for that. And I said, hi, I'm Ben Gay. What's your name? He said, Zig Ziglar. And I said, Zig Ziglar, you're laughing at Ben Gay?
Oh, my gosh. Stand by 1 second. We got to take a break.
We'll be back right after this.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326, and ask for Mike Hayes. Again, all you want to do is call Mike Hayes at 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
USA News. News Update.
Calls growing louder for university presidents at Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania to step down after anti-Semitism rages on college campuses. These three women called to testify on Capitol Hill and could not answer questions as to why nothing has been done to stop the hate speech with protesters calling for the genocide of Jews. Now, this comes as there is a huge rise in anti-Semitism across the country. Shots fired outside Temple Israel, a synagogue in Albany, New York. Police say the shooter shouting "Free Palestine." In other news, tennis great Chris Evert diagnosed again with cancer. She says treatments will force her to miss her job as an analyst for ESPN at next month's Australian Open. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer a year ago. She hopes to return to her broadcasting duties later next year. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault. And we are talking to somebody that is such an icon. We've got to get you on Eric Worre's Experience podcast. I mean, what's it called? The Excellence Project.
Excellence Project, yeah.
You know, guys like you are, you're a national or maybe a worldwide treasure, sir. And having you on this show is such a great honor. And it's so fun for guys like me and you to try to figure out how these kids even do these podcasts and how to get on them.
Yeah.
It's worse than trying to figure out the gas pump. But
Adrian guided me through it moments ago or we wouldn't be talking. Now look at your screen. Do you see?
Yeah. You got to stick to me. But I want to know, with all this crazy stuff going on and all these people you're rubbing shoulders with, how on earth did you become president of Holiday Magic? I mean, that does not add.
Well, for you, your younger viewers, Holiday Magic Cosmetics was the largest multi-level direct marketing company in the world. And then we had subsidiaries, which were also substantial, State Power Motor Oil Additives, Bob Cummings, Vitamins, et cetera, et cetera. And then we were in 20 countries with most of those. To answer your strict question, they ran a nationwide sales contest. There's a real sales lesson in here for our viewers. They ran a nationwide year-long sales contest. A bad idea. Don't ever do that because everybody knows pretty much who's going to win at the beginning of the year and they're not interested. So there's a better way to do it. And if we have longer to talk sometime, I'll go through that. But that's what they did. And I knew I was doing fine. I knew I was the biggest deal in Atlanta, Jimmy Rucker, my partner and I, biggest deal in Atlanta, and occasionally Zig would call because Zig was a contest guy. He loved contests. And he'd say, hey, how you doing? I said, well, we're doing fine. I don't really know. I mean, like compared to what? And so we get down near the end and the last day of the contest, I'm not even sure I knew that. But I knew it was about over, and I was tired of hearing about it. Jimmy Rucker and I had an opportunity meeting scheduled. I don't know, 300 or 400 people in it probably, and we went and did that meeting. Zig made the athlete's mistake. He celebrated before he got in the end zone. You know, dropped the ball. He was holding a victory party in Columbia, South Carolina that night. Turns out, I discovered through a phone call a few days later, we had won the contest and the mystery prize. And so it turned out, I found out a little later than that, the margin by which we beat Zig, who came in second, was almost exactly the sales volume of that opportunity meeting we did while he was holding his victory party. It was that close. So they flew me to California to find out, to congratulate me and tell me that we had won. And I go out to dinner with William Penn Patrick, the owner, founder, and so on, one of the most dynamic people you ever met. Also one of my mentors. He takes me out to dinner. And I said, okay, give it to me. What's the mystery prize? He said, you're going to be president of the company. And I said, that's the mystery prize? And he said, yeah. I said, well, that's exciting, but what if somebody had won that you didn't like? And he said, that's the reason it was a mystery prize. I would have changed the prize.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
He said, but I like you, so I got to be president. Zig got a Rolls Royce. The guy who came in third, Jim Hearn, I think, got a Lincoln Continental. And then somebody got a Thunderbird, and then it went to Steak Knives and Death Sets. But that was the reason. That's how I became president. There was no other qualification. I was 25 years old, high school graduate, couldn't read a profit and loss statement. I still really can't, but I do know it. Go to the back page down in the bottom right-hand corner. That number's not supposed to be in the brackets.
There you go.
Yeah. If it's not in brackets, you're winning.
One of my mentors knows you, who has been around not as long as you, but quite a while. And that is the great Robert White from Lifespring.
Oh, sure.
And he just asked me to have you tell the story about the reality conversation you had with your dad.
The reality
conversation you had with your dad.
I had dozens of them. I'll have to know a little more. But Robert White was with Lifespring, which was a spinoff, or the one in front of it was, of Leadership Dynamics and Mind Dynamics. Those were our two seminar companies. One was an encounter seminar and so on. And from those two, Werner Erhard was one of our top instructors. There came us, the forum, and Robert and so on. So anyway, that's where it all came from. Now, which conversation? I'm going to need a little more.
He may pop it up and tell us, but yeah, he told me to ask you about it. So he's got one that he loves that he'll be able to give us here shortly. But
one I quote frequently is, I was talking to my father one day about somebody didn't like me or rumors or something. and he let me whine. He told me one time I should get a mouse, and I said, a mouse? He said, yeah, you carry it around in your pocket, and then you hold it up with its head sticking out of your fist, and when you're crying, you can use its head to wipe your tears.
That is awesome. Yeah. You have to tell who you go.
So anyway, I was talking to him about something. He stopped me. He said, Ben, you will worry a whole lot less about what other people think of you when you realize how infrequently they do.
Wow, that's a good call.
And that's true. That comes back to me daily, besides I quote it frequently, but it comes back to me daily in life. You know, this is a big play. I was attitude coach for the astronauts, so I got used to talking about hundreds of thousands of miles and billions of this and dozens of galaxies and so on. And then in all of that, there's us. I'm currently taking up about 2 square feet. And when I'm gone, after, except for some books lying around, when I'm gone, there's not going to be a whole lot to talk about. Dr. Hill used to tell me all the time that his, not his greatest fear, but his awareness was that he and, okay, now I know which one he wants, and Robert White just put it in, I'll double back to that. Dr. Hills was convinced that he and his work would soon be forgotten. That was 53 years ago, right before he died. And were it not for a couple of lucky breaks, one of my business partners knew Clem Stone. I was probably in grammar school when this happened, but knew Clem Stone, was calling on him one day and gave a copy of Think and Grow Rich to W. Clement Stone. They used to bring like hostess gifts when you called on somebody. His name was Morris Pickus. Morris had never read the book, but he'd heard about it. Clem Stone had never read the book, but he'd heard about it. Well, he read it, fell in love with it, made it required reading at Combined Insurance for over the years. Millions of people brought Dr. Hill back from obscurity and the book back from obscurity. And now masterminds have caught on, and so I think it's going to have a much longer run than anybody envisioned.
Wow.
But it had already died one death. And when he came to work for me as a gift, William Penn Patrick paid him $50,000 in 1967. It's like $500,000 now, to be my friend and talk to me. Well, I was hard to like, I guess, so you had to pay people a lot of money to associate with me. And Dr. Hill was the victim of that. What Robert was talking about, the other one was another favorite story. I was walking past my father's office one day in the food brokerage business, doing just enough to keep from getting fired. I knew this was not what I was going to do the rest of my life. And it was my birthday, August 22nd, some year, 66, 65. And he looked up and he said, Benjamin, come in here. So I came in, sat down. He said, today's your birthday, and we're going to have a little party for you tonight, as you know, at the house. He said, well, where's Rucker? And I said, he's out in the lobby. He said, go get Rucker. Bring him in, Jimmy Rucker. And because he said, you two are like one human. I never see one without the other. So I want to give both of you your birthday present today. I said, well, thank you. You know, wondering if the car keys were in his pocket or, you know, whatever he had planned. He said, but let me tell you why I'm doing it this way. He said, whenever I see you in the office, you have that lean and hungry look. I get the feeling like you're waiting for me to die. And then you'll inherit the business. He said, I said, well, a thought crossed my mind, you know, but not a big deal. And he said, let me give you some news. I have a partner. There is no 100% business to leave you, and my partner doesn't like you. So that's not one of your options, but I do have a trust fund plan for you. And I said, what's that? And he said, well, if I time it right, I'm going to die here at the office. And right outside his office was a vending machine with a nickel or whatever you spent in those days, with a nickel in my pocket. And with my last breath, I'm going to lunge into that vending machine and insert the nickel. If you're there, you can pull the handle and get the candy bar of your choice. That's your trust fund.
Wow.
And I went, whoa, that sort of gave me a different approach to life and business. And he said, now, the birthday present. And I said, and we'd already joined Holiday Magic, and we're starting to show signs of making some money. Yeah. And I think Dad realized that he didn't have our full attention. He said, August 22nd, write this down, you're fired. Both of you. Now, dinner's at 7:30. Be sure and be there on time. Happy birthday. So I learned about my trust fund and that I was fired and that Rucker, I took Rucker down with it. I felt like Robert Kennedy when he was Lyndon Johnson banned all cabinet members from being vice president. And Robert Kennedy was attorney general, walked into the next cabinet meeting and said, guys, I'm sorry I took so many of you down with me, because all Johnson was trying to do was keep Kennedy off the ticket.
Yeah.
Care about the rest of them. So while my dad was trying to teach me the ultimate lesson, I took Rucker down with me.
Did him a favor, man. Did him a favor.
Well, it turned out it was.
Yeah.
When we make the movie about all of this, Ben, who would you like to play you? Because this needs to be a movie.
Oh, somebody handsome and famous. Maybe me.
You guys, and everybody needs to, we didn't have any questions. I mean, this guy's over 80, and he is so on top of everything that happened, but more importantly, everything that's happening now. It's just unbelievable, and it just is, it's the mark of a life well lived, and who you are is extraordinary, sir. And
well, age is a number. Everybody's banging on Joe Biden all the time because of his age. I'm a few months older than Joe Biden. Age is not the issue. Mental capacity is the issue, and I'm sharper today than I was when I was doing all the things I got famous for.
That is so awesome. We got to take another quick break before we come back for the final segment. This show is just so fun, and I mean it, man. We got to turn this thing into a movie. We're talking to Ben Gay III. Go to BFG3.com on the break. We'll be back right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Adrian Chenault, and it's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. And as I'm thinking about what we're doing here, it's a little bit like Ben Gay's dad and Ben, and, you know, it's just, you know, you got something that you want to give your kids, and it isn't your money. It's your soul. It's your leadership. It's your integrity. And that's what happened to you, and that's what you're doing for the world, Ben. And how important is that? I mean, it's like everything, isn't it?
Yeah. To me, what I try and do is I try and do for others indirectly, you know, Zoom, big meetings, whatever, and one-on-one in my mentoring program, I try and do for others what Dr. Hill did for me. And Dr. Hill is sort of a cumulative clump of people. The astronauts, Apollo 15, 16, 17, Earl Nightingale, Zig Ziglar, you know, I have a list somewhere of famous people I've worked with so I can remember who they are. And there's about 50 on there, and every one of them is a household name. So I try and do for others what Dr. Hill and gang did for me, and lend them for some period of time, lend them, I'll clean this up, lend them my courage. You know, the Chinese have a saying, if you want to know what's further down the road, talk to a man who's coming up the road. You know, he's been down there. Well, I've been down the road. I've worked in and around prisons for 11 years, served as a guest of the federal government for 6 years, worked at San Quentin as an outside consultant. They liked it so much, the federal government invited me to do it 24 hours a day for 6 years, 1 month, 1 day, and 2 hours. So I've had that. I've sat in Charlie Manson's cell for 9 hours and chatted with him. I've made a habit of trying to, if I walk into a room and there's 200 people in there and one of them is outlandishly interesting, I'm on him or her instantly. Because that's where I learn, and that's where I make contacts and so on. Sally Stanford was the madam of San Francisco. Back in the Madam days, I mean, back when that was where powerful people went and hung out. The United Nations was formed, a lot of the work of the United Nations was formed in her parlor in her house of ill repute. I'm trying to avoid saying whorehouse because that's tacky. In her parlor. Well, she owned a restaurant in Sausalito, and I got to know her. She became a dear friend, became the mayor of Sausalito, ran under her real name, Mary something, was defeated horribly, ran under the name everybody knew her with, and got, I think it was 80% of the vote and became the mayor. Well, once I found out she owned that restaurant, I was in there like white on rice and met her, and we became dear friends and so on. So, you know, I've met, shaken hands with all 12 men that walked on the moon. Sally Stanford is out in Charlie Manson's cell. And if you do all that and listen, I've become a very good listener. You pick up a lot of stuff. Ron Handley sent an email to me and said, I know you're going to be on. You'll tell lots of Jim Rohn stories. I know we don't have time, but Jim Rohn was someone. He was the president of the rival company. owned by a former president of Holiday Magic before me, a guy named Bill Bailey. And we got matching, the two bills got matching yachts. Everything was a grudge match between them, and tied up in Sausalito side by side. And I spent a lot of time on the fantail of the Principia, our boat, and or the Electra, their boat, Bill Bailey and Bestline, just chatting. And if you sit around people like that, it rubs off. You know, it's the old, it's become a cliche, but you're the cumulative sum, cumulative total of the five people you spent the most time around, and the five best books you ever read. Well, I read two or three books a week, and I have gone out of my way to be around fascinating, interesting people. Some of them wonderful, some of them not so wonderful, but I learn from them too. So, it's been an interesting ride, and the fun part is it's not over. I've met you guys recently. I mean, recently to me is a relative term, 4 or 5 years or whatever. You're mentors to me now. I've learned from everybody and anybody. When I sit down, I think, okay, try not to run your big mouth, stare in their eyes, listen and learn. And I've gotten pretty good at that, and thank God I was around the right people.
Wow. And somebody just pointed out, actually Ron Henley, that Jim Rohn passed away 14 years ago today.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful. And this book, The Closers, and there's five of them now, you guys go buy this book. And Adrian's got some link up that you can actually get an autographed copy. Mine's autographed. It's beautiful. It means the world to me. And I love this guy. I mean, I love him. And it's an honor having him on. And I only hope to make the impact that this guy has done on this planet. And all of you have got to just have that same thought. You can do it. Just go do it, right?
Yeah.
I feel like we are sitting at the feet of truly a great, and I'm learning, and I forget that I'm learning because I'm enjoying myself so much. And I think that's the sign of a real educator and a real person who has deep wisdom, because you package it inside of these really incredible stories. And it's been an honor to have you here today. Make sure you go and grab that link in the comments. Go to bfg3.com to go and learn more about what Bengay III has done and is up to. And, you know, I just hope we could all hope to be as sharp and as curious as you are at any age in our lives. And so, Ben, thank you so much for having us, for being with us today. It's been a true honor to have you on the Legacy Leadership Show. Next week, we've got Richard Bliss Brook. He's always a hoot, so come back next week.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.